This is a series entitled Childhood's End. Eighth grade shop. I planed and glued a large birch blank, turned it down to a lamp with flared base, fluted body, formed neck and throat, three-way socket, matching shade, sanded glass smooth and varnished, all blonde like mom's hair. Then I made another, same shape and hardware, for Mildred, who came once a month, washed the walls and bathroom, who told me years later that her teen son was thrown from a speeding car and killed. I made that second lamp for Mildred, the curves balance and finish finer, and under the varnish, colored with a maple stain. Childhood's End. You'll be a man, my son, if, Rudyard Kipling. Promise me power or eternal life. Give me wealth. Open your legs. I am proof against all of it, thanks to my father, who often recited if, who turned to me as we drove his weekly round to collect $12 from women in cement block houses, doors open, TVs flashing, children playing on the sand floor, or coming to touch my pale skin in wonder. He turned to me, a child of six, as we rode in his rusted Hillman Minx and said, "You know, Don, I would never be unfaithful to your mother." Rain and fog. I drove the turnpike today. How many passed with rifles in the trunk? How long till I have one, and will it matter? 63 million voted. How many still hold faith? Will his reign end, and will it matter? In his State of the Union, he parrots the voice of Goebbels, but struggles to read. It rained all the way, clouds hunching down, quickening the mist off the road, sometimes dark, sometimes bright as a bomb. Hall's Bayou on CNN, muted and subtitled. Out Front with Aaron Burnett is on TV at the gym. Rick Saldivar tells how it happened. His brother, Sammy, turned off toward the bridge. The water was half up the guardrail. He hesitated, then drove slowly across. On the other side, the road dipped and the van floated. Sammy went out the side window, left his parents and his four grandchildren screaming. He told Rick, "They went to heaven holding hands." Your cheeks flushed, Aaron, when he said flood water covered the bridge. You hid your face when he said, left them screaming. They're still finding bodies in the Freetown mudslide, more than 1,000. And this year's monsoon, 1,200 dead, millions homeless. Aaron, why do I care nothing for them? Breen Donk Generations. 1. Anna and Isaac met in an orphanage where they were hidden as Catholics. They married in Antwerp. The house door was 6 inches thick. Two great bolts shot into the frame. The floor safe held 500,000. Their son, Len, drove me to see Breen Donk, Belgium's only camp, a feeder for Dachau. Dorms filled with wood bunks, a museum, gallows outside. I felt only faintly what it was to live there, yet I will not visit another. Len waited for those hours in the car. 2. An hour after Leah gave birth, her room was filled as they do in Belgium, eating and laughing. She lay in exhausted sleep. Bobby was in an anteroom, absent fingernails and eyebrows, asleep like his mother, too small to be held, they felt. Knowing no better, I was the first, held him with these hands. I bought a crib, clothes, everything, the next day, as they do in Belgium. That evening we sat together, new family, full with each other. Anna, Bobby's grandmother, showed an old picture, her father and his five brothers murdered when she was a girl. Bobby is 18 now, his sister Amy, 10. Leah and Len are divorced. We're all on Facebook. Discovery. I mainly think about what no one knows, nor I either. How the brain works. Is God truly cruel? Why what I know is truth, you know is lie? Why you hate me and I you?